And I just sitting here, and I just had to do something. I don't know.
You know what? I don't blame you. And I'm glad you did. Because now, you know, maybe we can get things, you know. He and I had total miscommunication.
Yeah.
And I'm going to leave it at that. I think he made misrepresentations. He led me to believe he was going to get right on it,
uh-huh.
to include your envelope.
I see.
And when I finally got through to him, he says no. And so, you know, whatever. If that's what he wants to say now, that's fine. And
right.
I'm, you know, screw it. It's not worth it, you know.
Right.
But if he now is willing to meet you and, you know, look at all the information you have, that's what we want.
Right.
We want him to get excited about it as we are.
You guys just want to get sausage like I do.
Right. So, if that's what it takes, that's fine. You know, he has this feeling that we're trying to steal something from... We gave him your name, we gave him your stepdad's name.
Yeah, I know you did, because he said that, you know.
And we gave him everything. We didn't give him... Well, you brought us, because I sent him down an introductory letter.
Right. Yeah, he said that. He confirmed that, yeah.
So... You know, if this is what it takes, that's fine. We have no heartburn over it.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And I know, you know, I know you've been totally honest with me. You've been very helpful, man. And I appreciate that. I feel very comfortable about you.
Oh, well, that's good, yeah.
And I do.
I wish Kelly had the same feeling.
Yeah. Well, maybe by talking to him, we can all work this thing out and get this thing done, man.
Right.
You know, that'd be great.
Absolutely.
And, because this thing's been dragging on for 6 months. It seems like 6 years to me, but, it's been a long time.
Right.
You know, so if make some progress, that'd be great.
Yeah, that would be great.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's got the ticket down there for his end of it. Now, you know, he likes to bolster, you know, he was giving me this line of shit about, well, you know, it's going to be a local prosecution and, you know, it's his thing, and I said, well, you know, I didn't get into it with him, but
right.
The fact of the matter is, he only has one homicide in his jurisdiction.
That's right,
The other one, and there's more jurisdictions that have more into it than he does.
Sure.
And, matter of fact, we do, you know, we are sanctioned by the legislature to work serial murder cases.
Right.
So, I mean, I wasn't going to get into a pissy match over turf or jurisdiction. All I want is to do the DNA.
Just get the job done, yeah.
Right. And what, you know, it kind of annoyed me, you know, as I told him initially, our laboratory was committed to a 30-day turnaround time.
Right.
So we would have been so much further ahead than where we are now.
Absolutely.
But, you know, everyone, because it's such a high-profile deal,
right.
Everyone wants to be the one. You know,
exactly.
To say, I was the one
right.
who solved this, you know.
Right. And
this was my case, and da-da-da.
Right. And you know what, and I don't think it's wrong with saying that, hey, everybody worked together to solve it, and everybody's, you know.
That's right.
You know, what's wrong with that?
And you know, you run into this every now and then with these petty cops.
I'm sure you do.
The real person is you.
Right.
So, there wasn't anything that Kelly Keller did to identify this guy as the Zodiac. It was because you had done your homework and you brought it in here.
Right.
So there's really, you know, that's what Ken and I always are laughing about.
Oh,
there's only one guy to get credit for this. So the fact that, you know, he's not necessarily a sworn police officer at the time, there's only one guy that solved it.
Well,
now, the other guys are just happened to be cops at the time and the place
right.
that he came to. So
right.
There's one guy who gets the credit, and so Kelly can jump up and down all he wants, but, you know, when the story, you know, is told.
Well,
he was just sitting on the desk at the time when the phone rang, so.
Right, that's more appreciated, when he feel that way, you know.
Yeah.
But, totally. So, well, I'll meet with him and see if we can get this thing going.
I wish I could be a part of that, but... You know, I would say if you guys can get it on board for next week, go ahead, do it.
Okay.
And, you know, I'll catch up with you and Ken and see how things go.
Sounds good.
So it's, you know, because it's really not, I'd like to be, I just...